App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It is time for App of the Week in studio, as is his tradition. Chris Miller in. Chris, how are you keeping?
I'm keeping up.
Good. So, App of the Week, what do you got this week?
Oh, I have to go first again.
Yeah, you always have to go first. That's the rules.
It's cheating. My favorite app of this week is something called Ness. N-E-S-S. You know the way that iTunes Genius works in iTunes, where you start liking a certain group of songs, you listen to a certain group of songs, it'll recommend other songs for you?
No, because I've never used it. I've always turned it off.
All right. Well, there's this thing in iTunes called iTunes Genius.
Your app of the week? iTunes Genius?
No, I'm not calling. Don't cut me off. Now you're worried. You're starting to cut me off.
Not worried at all.
All right. In iTunes, you like certain music, you trend towards certain music, it will start recommending, hey, you might like this song, hey, you might like this movie. Nest does the same thing, but with restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah. After you grab Nest, and whenever you go to a restaurant, the first 10 times you go, you state your preference. This is the restaurant you're at. How did you like it? Give it a rating out of 1 to 10. Maybe leave a comment. And then after a little while, once it begins to realize your behaviors and your tastes, it will actually start recommending restaurants nearabouts where you are based on what you liked before. So if you're ever in a part of town where you're not overly familiar with or just want to go someplace you haven't been before, you pop this on after you've done your 10 entries, and it'll say, you know, hey, go to Joe's. They got good burgers. You dig burgers? Let's have burgers.
Okay. So it's Ness.
Ness.
And it's got lots of reviews for the Vancouver area?
Yeah. It's actually worked pretty well.
Okay. Because what's your favorite type of food? Burgers.
Burgers.
Okay. Well, I was going to do something, but I think I'll follow your recommendation theme. And I'm going to talk to you about Goodreads. Have you heard about Goodreads?
I believe I may have.
Goodreads is a book site where you basically can keep an online database of all the books that you've read. And then you can rate those books, and then it will give you recommendations with other people, and you can see what other people are reading. Now, you can write reviews. You click on a book, and it'll give you a synopsis and the main characters, so it can refresh your mind if you may have read it or may not have read it. It's a wonderful resource. Now, a lot of people like to keep a book diary. They like to keep a diary of what books they've read, because as you're getting older, you might forget what books you've read, and it's easy. Like, I forget a lot of them. But now you can keep this online database, and not only does this have an iOS and a desktop app version, but they also have something called Goodreads Scanner, which will allow you to take your iOS device and capture the barcode of the books in your library, and it'll automatically enter it into your library.
So essentially what this app does is get rid of librarians.
No, it doesn't even come close to getting rid of librarians. Don't be ridiculous. It doesn't. What it does is it creates a diary of all the books you've read and allows you to use that and compare that information with other people to develop to recommend other books and also to keep track of the books that you've read.
I got to admit, that's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. Goodreads.
Goodreads.
Thanks so much, Chris.
App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation. Book a one-on-one training with our Apple specialists or sign up for one of our free workshops. Get the most out of your Mac with MacStation.